Hello, Severi. Thanks for having me. Today we have this student who are entering the third year in the bachelor study in the newly launched design program at Aalto. And could you very briefly describe what your study program is about?
Yeah, thanks, Namkyu, for having me. It's a co-ID. So collaborative and industrial design is about, of course, those things. But it's I would say that if you want to profile it among the different master's programs at the department, I think we emphasize whatever is the discipline that you kind of narrow down yourself into as a designer or want to pursue. The key word there is collaboration. So it's about being involved with people, even if you do industrial design. It's realization that designers don't work alone. And the primary source for inspiration is not internal. It can be a significant element there, naturally. I mean, it is for all of us. We come from our own backgrounds, our own experiences, etc., even genetics. We are all. We are not driven. The work that we do is driven largely from requirements set by other sources than our own requirements. So that's one thing that we try to do. We realize that design is about collaboration with people, and we want to learn how to do that collaboration efficiently and so that it benefits the society in a sustainable way. Independent of if you were doing service design or industrial design, user experience design, even interaction design, which are different kind of professional disciplines that we extend ourselves to. So I think those are at least some key descriptive elements of our program.
Sounds super cool. And then collaboration, connecting with the sustainability and so social role and etc. I think that is also very aligned to Aalto's strategy. But then considering the student who are in the last year finalizing their bachelor study with their thesis, do you have any like recommendation what kind of relevant topics they may, you know, develop further to enter your program, or certain, you know, skills to learn or harness in this period?
I would like our students to be able to do operational design when they enter, or operational tasks related to design. The actual discipline, as whether it's more inclined towards material or then service related or something like that, that may not be as that may not be that dramatically important. It's the mindset, but then also that you can contribute something, not just shift around post-its. This is not against shifting around post-its. That's quite important to be able to represent your thinking and take it forward by using different types of visual, even visual representations. So that's quite important. But we don't study anymore that much. Of those like practical operational means to do things, so technical skills. Those are not in our learning outcomes anymore. Those are expected to be already, that the students are already expected to have some of them, so that they can contribute in different types of team setups that we have, which are about doing design. So we do design, we do even material design, those students who pick those courses, but we don't teach anymore them to do these operational aspects of that. So those are expected already. So that you, the whole need is that you demonstrate that ability, that you can deliver something interesting. Of course, there are, we need to at least have enough of those students who can also provide design doing. We don't need many students who just do design thinking. We see that design is about problem space development together with the solution space development, if you want to pick that analogy. So that we build knowledge through doing also design, not just thinking about design.
That is so true. Thank you for sharing those suggestions with the student. If you have any last word to encourage students who are a bit hesitant which program to apply, maybe, is there any, like, you know, any encouragement like you can make to the student?
Yeah, I would like to encourage those students to apply who are interested in changing society through meaningful services to people. Then again, also those students who want to develop a better material world for people and the world, especially if you are interested in doing that in teams and listening to the actual users of those systems and all the different stakeholders that are involved. So definitely I would like to see many of you apply to our program.
Thank you very much, Severi, for today.
Thanks.